Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishma, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends, the Wengers, Dr. and Dr. Wenger, in memory of Dr. Wenger's great-grandfather, Avram ben Avram. And we are in Masechta Erevin. We're in the end of the second parak, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Now, yesterday we drew a distinction, according to the Chachamim, between an area that is non-residential, a karpef or a garden, and an area that's residential. In a non-residential area that's closed by mechitzos, you can't carry if it measures more than two beisa. But in an area that is hukaf ledira, that places that are residential, you can keep expanding it with pasi biros, no matter how large it is. So there is a actual machlokas over that particular issue. Beodomer Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, in addition to the end of the last Mishnah, where he said that Pasi Biros only works for a public well, he has another chumra on something else we mentioned yesterday. Hagina v'akarpe shem shivim ama b'shirayim al shivim ama b'shirayim. Whenever we have a garden or a karpef that's 70 and a fraction, which is 70 and two-thirds by 70 and a fraction, mukefes gadr gadol asara tfachim, and it's surrounded by a fence that's 10 tfachim high, metaltalin b'tzocha u'bavad shebo shomira u'beistira u'shetesmucha le'ir. You can carry in it only if there's something that can count as a person living there, whether it's a watchman's booth where the person stays day and night while taking care of the animals, says the Tosis Yontif, or a place where the owner of the garden or the carpe stays in every now and then, or it's near a town, in which case people use it as a residential area. So the base sasayim applies only to a residential area. But if it's a non-residential area, we'd have to be more machmir, when you would never be allowed to carry over there. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda comes along and he says, Afilu inba ela bor v'siach umara metaltlin b'silcha. Even if you only have a pit, a ditch, or a vault for water, that's still considered ledira. People come there to drink, and that's considered living, and we can carry in it. According to Rabbi Huda, even if it's not a place to rest, but a place from which people can drink, that's the definition of living. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu ein ba'achas mikol eilom metaltan b'socha. Even if it doesn't have anything that implies living, you can carry over there. It's a non-residential area. As long as it's 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, you can carry in there, period. However, in a residential area, you should be able to carry much, much, much further, consistent with what Rabbi Akiva taught us yesterday. Rabbi Yezer happens to add him, Haya Arko, Yesal Rachba, Fido Amachas, Ematalton Besocha. If it's, it only works if we're dealing with perfect squares, not with a rectangle. And so therefore, if it's a non-residential area, that is even lengths even bigger than the width by one amma, it doesn't work. Even if it's a rectangle with twice the width, you can carry inside. Even if it's 100 by 50, you can carry over there, but it can't be more than twice the width. Amar Rabbi Loi, so Rabbi Loi says, Shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer, I heard certain things from Rabbi Eliezer, and one of them is, Vafilu hibi kebeis kur, even if it's 30 beisa, right, you can still carry in that situation. And so in that situation, Rabbi Eliezer said you can carry as long as it's not larger than one kor. The Chachamim said that it can't be more than two beisa. Rabbi Akiva said 70 by two-thirds, 70 by two-thirds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda both said you can't do it if it's not sizable. Now we say this big, huge hat to the other side. D'chein Shabbatim, and I also heard him say that anshe chatzah sheshachach echad mehem v'lo erev, that if you have members of a certain group in a chatzah that made an erev, one of them forgot to join in, that he he lost his rights to the chatzah. So beso asamilach nesamilhotzilo, he can't carry in and out of his house to the chatzah. Avlahem mutter, but they'll be allowed to carry in and out of the chatzah. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer says when the person doesn't give up, when the person doesn't participate in the eruv, if he gives up his rights to the chatzah, he also gives rights up to his own house in that situation. But for them, they'd be allowed to carry. V'chein shamati mimena, we also heard, she'yotzim ba'akrav akrivanin bePesach, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of eating maror with akrivanin on Pesach. On the other hand, the other position is that akrivanin is not maror, and if you eat it, you don't fulfill your obligation on maror. Chazarti al kol talmidav. So Rabbi Loi says, I went to all of Rabbi Eliezer's talmidim. I looked for somebody who would support me. Ubikashti li chaver v'lo matzasi. I didn't find anybody who would come along and support me on this position. And so therefore, we figure out lehalacha that it doesn't work that way. So the fact is that the halacha doesn't work in any of these cases. Bar the ginan karpev. It can't be bigger than a beis hasayim. When a guy in the chatzer forgets to be a part of the eruv, and he's mevatel his rishus to the chatzer, but not to his home. And by the way, you can't call akrivanin maror, and so therefore, if you eat it on Pesach, you didn't fulfill your obligation of maror. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody, have a fantastic, amazing day.